This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on BG Day tonight. BG Live at the Colonial Theater. We're going to be at the Great American Pub in Phoenix. Well, that's where the afternoon show is going to be, doing their show before BG Live. And then obviously everyone meeting up for a great event tonight. And it's been Brandon Graham stories and Brandon Graham appreciation on the station all day long. And joining us next to talk about Brandon Graham, a guy that had a chance to watch him become a great leader in Philadelphia. And before him, he was a great leader in Philadelphia. Brian Dawkins joins the Midday Show right now. Hey, Brian.
Hey, what's happening, gentlemen? How y'all doing?
All right, and you, man. How you been, man? I ain't talked to you in a while.
I'm good, dog. I'm good, man. You, what was the first thing that I asked you? You remember the first time I asked you about when you told me it's going to be a BG day?
Oh, yeah, talking about us on Cinco de Mayo, we're going to do crack jokes or something. It's a roast.
Does he speak a lick of Spanish, man?
Does No, he does not. But I told you, remember I told you, I said we just changed because it's a play on 5-5, May 5th. 5-5.
No, I can dig it. What's that got for me?
Doc, what was it like for you watching the career of Brandon Graham and really watching him become a leader and a guy that you know, moved up the charts all time in the most games played ever here in Philadelphia?
Yeah, if you go back to the post that I posted, you know, when he decided to retire. I just talked about the story that's going to be told about a smallish defensive end that was considered to be a bust by many who have gone on to be, you know, one of the legends to play in Philadelphia and to be known for the sack. Y'all know what I'm talking about. The script, the sack. So to me, that speaks the volumes to any of young people out there who are ascribing to be something. That, you know, just because you start off a specific way, and he also talked about it, his own story about his mind changing. So his mindset changed about what he needed to do to be better than he was the first couple of years. And then that's when it happened. He became BG, the smiling assassin.
I like that nickname from you. That's a good one.
That's pretty cool. But Brian, my question was this, because we know, and I was a part of when you left Philadelphia and you went to Denver, and I know for a fact you never wanted to leave. So what does it say to you, or how does it make you feel when you know that BG played here for 15 seasons?
Well, I love it for him. And that's the way it's supposed to be, yeah. In my opinion, when you have a person to play the way that he's played and love the city the way he loves it and is willing to stay around and do what he needs to do from that standpoint in the community as well. That's the way it's supposed to be. And I wish it would have happened a couple of years prior, but it did. But for BG, I'm just so happy that it's happened for him because he's also such a good dude, man. Good dude.
Brian, what does it tell you about a player, and you did it too, that plays that long? Like, what does it take? What did it take for you? What do you think it took for him? Because it's just so rare. I mean, obviously, Hugh mentioned he played his whole career here, but just the longevity, whether it's here or anybody or anywhere else, what is that like to last in the NFL that long? It's so rare. I mean, the average career is, what, 3-4 years? I mean, you lasted 16. Brandon lasted 15. What does that say about a player when they can go that far into their career?
Wow. I mean, obviously, there's some gifts in there as well, right? We're gifted to be able to do things, play the game a specific way with talents and the like. But it also, you have to take care of your body, man. That's one thing that that I was very keen on taking care of my body. The way that I still lift today is because I took care of my body when I was playing the game back then. And BG's a similar way, man. He takes care of himself. And then also I would say that there's a routine that you get into that you know you have to do things a specific way in the off season. There is no off season for someone who's playing in the National Football League, in my opinion, because you always in a mindset that you have to continue to stay working, stay moving. Even when you're resting, it has to be an active rest, the way that I see it. And to me, that's one of the things that you would see BG constantly working on his body, what he puts in his body for the most part. And to me, if you look at the guys who play long periods of time, that would be across the board. A guy's knowing how to work, knowing how to recover properly, and knowing how to take care of the body.
Brian Dawkins joining us here on the Midday Show on Brandon Graham Day, 5-5. It is Cinco de Mayo. We're going to be celebrating Brandon Graham all day here.
He don't speak a lick of Spanish.
That's
either.
All right. You know what? Today we all do. We should ask if we see him tonight. Brandon, be real. You speak any Spanish? Brian, let's go back to this past year with the Eagles doing what they did and winning the Super Bowl. What was it like for you to watch the year that Brandon had? Because when the year started, I mean, we didn't know how much he was going to play. We knew he was coming back for his last season, but the Eagles had signed Bryce Huff, and they had drafted Nolan Smith and Jay Alexander. We weren't sure, like, was he just going to play a little bit? But boy, Brian, he was still a huge part of the defense. Then he gets hurt, and he comes back, and he plays in the Super Bowl. I mean, what a story in his final year on top of everything else.
Man, you couldn't have written it no better. Like, seriously, drama right at the end. Oh, he's hurt. Oh, no, it's over for him. And all of a sudden, he rises back up, plays in the last game, and they win the Super Bowl. So now he rides off into the sunset, right? I mean, you can't write it any better. But as far as the season is concerned, man, it would be one thing if we had seen Brandon not being able to, you know, be BG, right?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't see that. I didn't see. Did you see it?
I was a little jealous because he was balling. Hey, against the Rams. Hey, he was balling against the Rams. Now I was like, damn, wish I could do that.
Yeah, so you see what I'm saying? So it was there. Like, and you heard Vic even say it. Like, you know, I guess he was joking around. You know, I'm not going to let you retire because you're still so productive. So again, it wasn't like he couldn't do it. So for him to get hurt, and you know, I thought it was might have been over as well, but there was some chirps that he would be able to come back. And so I'm happy that he was able to come back. And even though he tore it again, but it don't matter. They won the ring.
Brian, watching him both closely and from afar, what do you think made him such a good leader? Because that everyone we've talked to today and every one of his teammates that chimed in the last few months after his announcement, they all seem to point to not just a really good player for a long time, but also someone that just made the team better just by his personality and being around. What do you think made him such a good leader?
One thing I would say is I don't think BG has ever had a bad day. Like, yeah. When you walk in, like, his smile, and I'm not talking about the first couple of years. First couple of years, there's a lot of bad days, I guess. But after that, going into the transformation into the person that we're talking about now, like, he's always upbeat, always smiling. Even when certain things are not the way that he would want them to be, he still have a positive mindset about it. And that's contagious, right? That type of person is contagious that you want to be around. And so he's also the type of dude in practice that, you know, he jokes all the time. And somebody on this phone or on this call right now used to joke all the time in practice too. And what that does, though, it lightens the mood. Like, even though you're grinding and grinding things out, when you have guys around like that with those type of personalities, like, it lightens things up. And, you know, you don't feel the pain quite as much as you would. And then he was also someone that's very outspoken as it pertains to stepping or asking someone what's going on, right? He's going to be the type of teammate that if he sees something going on, that he's going to, you know, come sit beside you and want to talk to, you know, see if he can help in some type of way. And that's always a great thing.
Well, it is, especially the lighten in the mood thing. I mean, I feel like you need that in the locker room.
It sounds like
you were the one doing that back in the day.
Well, no, we used to have fun, man. It was like, you know, it was we had a very, very unique locker room. and you know, you could tell stories about. See, Doc didn't say a whole lot during the week because he was too busy moving around like an old man. But boy, when he put that helmet on, it was just like Jekyll and Hyde, boy. Speaking of Jekyll and Hyde, Doc, since we're here now. So who came up with the Hawaiian themed Brian Dawkins Impact Golf Tournament thing? Who came up with that?
That was me, man.
So you just want us to wear Hawaiian? See, we got to wear Hawaiian shirts, Joe.
You have one ready to go?
Yeah, I got a couple of them. Okay. Hey, listen, I bought Tommy Bahama shirts years ago.
Just for this.
So listen.
Bring them out.
So when Ike told me, because you know, I barely pay attention to my email. I don't even open my email here at work. Ike said, yeah, man, it's a Hawaiian thing. I said, get out of town. I bought these shirts about 30 years ago. I'm going to go ahead and break one of these suckers out. But I can't wait to this golf tournament.
So let me give you the inside scoop on that. So the reason why I did it, you know, is because we who have gone to the Pro Bowl actually went across the water.
Uh-huh.
The Pro Bowl, right? And I remember the feeling of that. I remember of going to the Pro Bowl and, you know, going to the Ihalani. And the feeling of it, the vibe of the whole thing, the feeling of the whole event.
Yes.
And so I said, you know what? I want to see if I can allow people to escape and feel, give people a little bit of feeling of what we felt going to Hawaii, going to the Pro Bowl. So that's really where the theme came in. And that's what the event is going to be about. We're going to try our best to kind of put things around the compound to allow people to escape. From their daily walks to be able to come experience what the food and the atmosphere was that I felt at the Pro Bowl.
So there will be a lay at the golf tournament?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna get a lay.
Okay,
get a couple of them.
All right, Hugh. You got the Hawaiian shirt, you got the lei, the luau, and you got the golf. Brian, it's coming up June 1st and 2nd, right? The Penn Oaks Golf Club.
June 1st and 2nd. Yep. And there's still tickets available for the island feel is what we call
the island feel.
The island feel.
I like that. Man. Good stuff. Brian, we appreciate you as always. Have a great rest of your day. And thank you for being part of the Brandon Graham Day here on WIP.
Absolutely. Y'all be blessed, man.
Hey, have a good one,
there
man.
He goes. Dawkins with us. Brian Dawkins. About
see,
his golf tour. You were very mature.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you kind of veered off a little bit there.
Bit. And you see, he kept it focused.
Well, because he knows how to deal with you. I mean,
why are you looking at me like that, Kyle?
Because this is what we have to deal with every day.
I'm just saying, I'm going to get a life.
Just wondering what kind of eagle you would have been if Brian Dawkins wasn't there to
rein me in.
To keep you, yeah.
Well, you saw what those Jets teams did.
Yep.
Same guy. Lost every week.
I just can't wait to wear listen.
How old are these shirts you have?
Man.
Maybe you should refresh and get some new ones.
No, but let me
change
the
design.
These are vintage.
Yeah.
These are vintage.
That's what they call old.
They're vintage. And I got some that still have the price tag on them that I haven't worn. Because I went through this
phase,
right?
What year did you buy these?
Probably the first year I went to the Pro Bowl.
Oh, Hugh, that was the night?
Yeah. They're still in good shape, though. Have you ever seen the Tommy Bahama shirts?
Yes.
They are classics. These are classic shirts.
Kyle, where do you come down on Hugh wearing a 1999 Tommy Bahama shirt?
I guess it's better than the olive green sweatsuit that he wore the last golf tournament.
I got some golf pants, too. I'm going to dress up.
Golf shoes?
Mm.
What are you going to wear? Jordans?
No, you know what's funny? I do have a pair of golf shoes that are they're J's
okay.
that I bought
all right.
when I was young in my shoe game.
Mm. Yeah.
And I just wanted them because they were J's. So I got a pair somewhere. They're in there
I don't
somewhere.
Know what we're going to do with golf Hugh. I mean, that's the style that guy. You don't scream golf when I
no.
when
I don't.
Well,
I don't
last
I'm
very long.
I'm working on it. I just ain't brought myself to get them damn clubs, though.
Well,
clubs,
that's the last piece of the puzzle
it's
here.
It's a Gripperton.
Yeah. Like, oh, come on.
A Gripperton.
Yeah. It's an investment. 215
How much am I going to play golf for real, though?
Well,
it got to make sense.
Not much.
So, I might just go get me some used clubs.
You could do that. All right. 215-592-9494. For this hour on 94 WIP is fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. All right. We have a gift card today to give away $100 to Sunoco to give away today. The best call we get to Why You Love BG is the winner of this gift card today. We'll give that away. We got you people coming up in a little bit as well on the show. 215-592-9494. Let's grab Joe and then let's give give a few thoughts on the Phils. We've only talked about the Phils all week, and they won 2 out of 3 over the Diamondbacks. What's up, Joe?
Is that me?
Are you Joe?
That would be you.
Maybe.
Well, it's either you or me, Joe. And no one needs to hear me anymore. So you go, Joe. You're up.
If yesterday was May the 4th be with you, today is May the 5th BG.
May the 5th BG. You in there, Hugh? No.
Instead of be with you, whatever.
You guys are hard on the callers.
Here's the reason why Brandon is our favorite. In November of 2018, my son got diagnosed with cancer and had to have an amputation in February of 2019. And somehow 5 Eagles called. The very first one who left a voice video for him was Brandon Graham. And the best thing that came from it is it made my wife committed to the Eagles like nobody else.
I'm sure.
Oh, that's cool.
And we did get to meet him the next summer at training camp. He spent 5-10 minutes with us. It was a huge deal. It's not as huge as the biggest play in Eagles defensive history, but it's a pretty close second.
Well, and Joe, so, I can only imagine here's when you're telling me the story, my first thought is it is special, and I'm so glad that he did that for your family. I'm also not surprised, which tells you a lot about the person. When you said it,
either.
It wasn't like some athletes, you'd be like, wow, they don't do those kind of things. They don't take the time. I'm not surprised, Joe. I'm sure a lot of people in the area have similar stories, which is it shows about him.
And I'm sure they do. And he knows because I got to tell him. And those other 5 players do as well. It means so much, even more than what happens on the field, because people who have cancer just feel alone. And for him to break through that, it just means so much. And, you know, it's just a little thing. 1 minute that he took out of his day, it'll mean everything to us the rest of our lives.
Well, Joe. Well, thank you.
BG.
Well, thank you for sharing the story. I mean, it shines a light, Joe. We appreciate
that's pretty cool, man.
On the guy he is.
Yeah, it really is, man. I mean, to hear that story and BG do things like that, it is pretty cool.
Well, especially, you know, I always think when people tell these stories, a lot of these, sometimes these things are publicized, right? This becomes a story you'll see a clip or something. But sometimes they're not, right? Sometimes these things just happen. And then you find out about them after, like we did there. We appreciate that story. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the next caller here. His name is Derek Walton. And you, we know him as that, but Brandon knows him as his father. Brandon Graham's father, Derek, on the line with us right now. Derek, how are you today?
Hey, everything's going good. How's it going over there?
Hey, it's pretty good. We're celebrating your son's day.
Yeah, I heard.
Derek, let me ask you this, because I'm sure you're so proud of him and what he became and the career he had. Can you try to put into words for us what it means to you that your son wasn't just a great Eagle, but he's beloved here in this city?
Oh, yeah. He always been a beloved kid, though. You know, everybody loved him. That smile tell it all, you know. I guess my personality rubbed off on him, too. You know, that's just how we are, you know. Just people just cling to us like that, you know, because we're just some good people, but He definitely is an awesome kid. You know, I couldn't ask for no better son than him.
Well, he's a great guy and a great football player here for a long time. 15 years. I mean, Derek, when his career started, imagine if I had told you 15 years and he'd play more games as an Eagle than anyone ever. What would you have said if I told you that?
I really don't know what I would have said. You know, but I said with his attitude and his hard work, you know, I would have believed it. You know, but to see it, to be surreal with it is like, you know, unreal, you know?
Derek, was he, you know, you mentioned he always had that positivity to him. Did he still have it early on? Because early in his career here, it was challenging, right? He didn't get off to the best start, and it was difficult for him. He told us it was difficult. Did he express mm-hmm. that to you guys and you and his family, or did he even stay positive all the time, even when things weren't great?
You mean as an Eagle?
As an Eagle, early on, yeah.
Yeah. Well, for one, you know, he was just real excited to get drafted, and we all was, you know, excited to get drafted. But once he put them pads and stuff on to go through the professional and the NFL and people that's, like, better than him and up against the same kind of talent that he have, you know, it was a little struggle. I'm sure, you know, everybody in college that come out of college have a little struggle sometimes, you know, but he got through it, you know, he stayed positive. You know, and just never let let stuff get to him.
Derek, take us through the moment, his best moment in the NFL, his biggest one. He has the strip sack on Tom Brady in Super Bowl 52. Take us through your moment there, watching your son have a special play like that. Were you in the stadium, watching at home with family? Where were you? What was your reaction when that moment happened?
Well, I was in the stadium, and when I seen the play, I almost jumped on the field from my seat. That's about the best I can describe it. I couldn't believe that. You know, that's just how I was with any big play he make, you know, during his professional career. You know, I can't sit down. But that play made me really want to jump on that field, though.
I don't think you're the only one.
Everybody
listening wanted to do that. Derek, we appreciate you calling in for your son's special day. He was an awesome player, and he's truly beloved here in Philadelphia. Thank you, Derek.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
There have he goes, Derek Walton. Well, you know, he said it, and he didn't have to say it. I can hear Brandon in his voice.
Yeah.
The bubbly
nature. Yeah. All of
the laugh too.
The laugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes it's remarkable how you can meet someone for 10 seconds or 2 minutes, talk to someone, you feel like that's Brandon Graham's father there. 215-592-9494. All right, one segment left on our portion of the Brandon Graham special day here. BG Day 5-5 Cinco de Mayo. I didn't think about that till Doc said it. We don't even know if Brandon knows any Spanish.
He don't. I would venture to say no, I probably don't know those Spanish.
I mean, maybe Joe puts him on the spot tonight.
We know Hugh doesn't.
¿Cómo se llamas?
We haven't tapped it. This is an untapped market we haven't gotten to.
Muy bien, gracias. Muy caliente.
Kyle, we just summoned into something.
Hugh Save speaking, yourself, buddy.
Hugh speaking different languages is the next iteation of this. What are you, bilingual, trilingual? How many languages do you know?
He's barely done.
He's barely lingual.
I barely speak English. Let them people on the YouTube tell it. What is he saying? What?
You're the only American talk show host that barely speaks English.
The
Hugh
only one.
Douglas.
And the ambiguity. Ambiguity. Yeah, I like that one.
A is for that. All right. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls. Our last shot to get in. Your phone call here. Why you love Brandon Graham. Best call we get today. I'm assuming we're excluding his father. I don't feel like he's eligible for the prize.
No,
because
he's not.
That's his dad. All right, you have a story or a favorite moment or just why you love BG. 215-592-9494. Best call today wins our prize. We'll get to you people. Plus, we'll get to some Phillies takeaways from the weekend. They win 2 out of 3, but the only time today that I teed up the Phillies, Rhea was annoyed at them. Our takeaways from the Phillies winning, but dropping yesterday's series finale. Chance at a sweep, they didn't get it. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.